Thank you for joining me. My name is Tom Moses. Today I'd like to talk about planning a spill. And if you're not, you should be. Any company can become a spill generator. Being prepared is the best way to control your cost. Spill preparedness starts with a contingency plan. Survey your entire operation to identify all activities with potential to produce an environmental spill. Employee training is a key element of spill preparedness. Know who requires reports in jurisdictions where you do business. Line up outside experts you can count on for help when you need it most. Start with contingency planning. The time to prepare for an environmental release is before it happens. Environmental spills require fast response to minimize your costs and liability. Map out a detailed contingency plan for every activity where a spill might occur, on the road or at your facility, and have spill kits, tools, and materials at the ready. Your contingency plan should include company contact information, company emergency guidelines, and any preferred cleanup contractor and vendor information. The time and effort spent planning how to handle a spill will pay off in dividends when a spill occurs. In a maintenance facility that handles and manages a broad variety of chemicals and wastes, pollution prevention and proper disposal of regulated materials are key environmental considerations. Check with environmental authorities to ensure that you are in compliance with all regulations regarding water runoff and underground and above ground storage tanks. Preparing drivers for spills. Trucks should be equipped with spill kits containing plugs, trenching tools, and absorbent materials to stop leaks and limit damage to the environment. Drivers should be instructed in the use of the kits. Drivers should know the location of fuel shutoff valves on trucks and understand the importance of preventing leaking fuel from reaching water. EPA classifies spilled fuel as hazardous waste. Any incident resulting in a release to water, storm sewer, or drain must be reported to the National Response Center, the federal point of contact for spills. Employees should keep a log of all actions taken to contain a spill and instructions received from authorities, including contact information. Thorough documentation of all environmental releases is the best way to maintain a legally defensible position and avoid being included as a responsible party to pre-existing contamination. The driver's log will document that the release was separate in time and nature and was the subject of a separate response and remediation. For a vehicle fuel spill, the driver should record the quantity spilled based on last fueling and miles driven, plus times and phone numbers of calls that he made to report the incident. The driver should also log actions he took to contain the release and the actions taken by emergency responders, plus the number of responders, time on scene, and equipment used. A spill generator's responsibility. Liability for environmental damages goes to the spill generator, even if the release occurs as a result of an accident in which the truck driver was not at fault. The spill generator is responsible for making all required incident reports, both by phone and in writing, within the time stipulated by law. A driver must also contain the spill, report it, and clean it up. Insurance companies do not cover penalties and fines for failure to comply with reporting rules. Know who requires reports. As part of your spill planning, it is wise to have access to all the reporting requirements for every jurisdiction in which your trucks travel and you have facilities. Get to know your local and state environmental authorities and the reporting requirements of each jurisdiction in which you maintain and operate equipment. Laws vary from one jurisdiction to the next. Some jurisdictions require environmental or groundwater testing after a spill. Learn about these requirements. List contacts and phone numbers for each area so you'll be able to file the reports without delay. Some jurisdictions have narrow reporting windows, an hour or two after the incident. In Massachusetts, failure to file a required report within 2 hours of a spill carries a late notification penalty of more than $10,000. In Louisiana, it's 1 hour. Make sure someone in your organization is assigned the responsibility for keeping up with the changes in the regulations and noting them in your contingency plan. value of outside resources. Line up outside resources and experts and make them part of your spill emergency team. List the name and number of local cleanup contractors qualified to handle spills of the materials used in your facilities and areas in which your fleet operates. I suggest that you line up experts in environmental claims management who can provide assistance with technical and legal aspects associated with spills. Spill Center assists clients with custom spill planning, contractor referrals, and regulatory reporting and incident documentation. No fleet should ever have enough spills to get good at handling them. By aligning yourself with experts who are equipped to provide assistance when you need it most, you broaden your state of readiness. About half of the spills processed by Spill Center involve damaged saddle tanks or fuel lines. Spills average just over 100 gallons, and uncontrolled response costs can easily exceed $15,000. Contingency plan activation. When a client notifies Spill Center of a spill, a compliance associate activates the spill plan and locates cleanup contractors in the vicinity. The client is presented with a list of available and qualified contractors who can clean up the spill, dispose of the waste, and remediate the site. Spill Center maintains a database of more than 3,000 contractors throughout North America, with profiles of each listing their capabilities, equipment, and qualifications. We notify the authorities and file the required reports on behalf of our clients at their direction. Our automated systems help clients track incidents, produce reports, and generate root cause analysis data to improve safety. It all starts with the pre-filed contingency plan. There is no time like the present to start planning a spill and boost your preparedness to make the best of an untimely situation. For more information, visit us online at spillcenter.com or phone 978-568-1922. You can email me, tmoses@spillcenter.com.